Nice to have everyone here on our first press conference for The Hobbit. We're going to introduce you to our dwarves and our main Hobbit Bilbo. But first of all, I've got a message from Peter Jackson, who obviously is disappointed that he can't be here today, but he's written something for me to pass on, so I will go ahead and read it. I'd like to welcome everyone to this first opportunity to meet many of the key cast of The Hobbit. I'd love to be with you all this morning, but I'm currently under a medical form of house arrest to prevent me from overdoing it, until fully recovered from my recent operation. I'll be jumping back into it very soon, and to be honest, the guys that you'll be talking to this morning make me laugh so hard right now I'd be in danger of popping a few stitches. We take casting very seriously on every film we make, and we couldn't be more delighted with the group of wonderful actors we have gathered here. Those of you who are familiar with The Hobbit will know the importance of the comradeship between Bilbo and each of his 13 dwarf adventurers. I couldn't be more excited about working with these actors and the others soon to join us. I'm feeling these movies are going to be something very special. Cheers, Peter J. As you know, this is a Q&A, and we'll just I'll just kind of point you out and you can throw your questions forward. I think that's probably all the protocol. So, without much further ado, we'll introduce the cast. So, the first person we have is Peter Hamilton, and he's playing Gloin. And followed by John Callan, who's Oin. Followed by Stephen Hunter, who's Bomba. Followed by James Nesbitt, who's Botha. Followed by William Kircher, who's Biffa. Followed by Ken Stott, who's Balin. Followed by Martin Freeman, who's Bilbo. Followed by Richard Armitage, Thorin. Then Aidan Turner, Kelly. Rob Kaczynski, Philly. Graham McTavish, Dwalin. Jed Brophy, Noddy. Mark Hadlow, Doddy. And Adam Brown, Oddy. So, it's open to you. Do we have a first question? Okay, that's it. Thank you.
What's the average height of your dwarves?
Average height of a dwarf?
Less than you, mate.
3 foot seven?
The average height of a dwarf is 4 foot 6.
No. Unaware from.
Hello, and welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for coming down to New Zealand. Just a very quick question. We take our hobbits pretty seriously down here in New Zealand, you might have added for the last couple of months. How important, I'm wondering, do you guys want to be
very important. It's directed to a particular person.
Oh, I just to ask you at the same time.
Very important.
Very important.
Very important.
Very important.
Yeah.
Well, they always said that New Zealand was before the Tolkien. Wrote The Hobbit, and even though he'd never been here, it's like a direct bridge between The Hobbit and New Zealand, the birth of New Zealand, so it's pretty much ideal to be here. Plus, these people tend to fly in the world.
And the weather's a lot better than the Hebrides.
Although, the last few days, actually.
I think it would have been very odd for the whole production to have been here. And we're filming here, and for such an already established sense of Middle Earth and what the novels are about, and to be part of that, I think. And, you know, it's an adventure, not only professionally, but also, I think, for all of us, personally as well. It's an enormous privilege.
That's right. Yeah. The credentials, really, to have to shoot here are really second to none. It's not just because it's a spiritual home, you could say, for the piece, but because it simply has fantastic facilities. The envy of the rest of the world.
there lends a certain continuity towards the whole story of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, that they're shot in the same places. And it does bring a certain kind of familiarity to what we're doing. We're shot in places that the audience already know.
And I also think that there's an odd marriage, particularly for those of the gentlemen involved in something as epic as this, between the scale of the thing, which is enormous, yet it feels very much like a community and a family. And it's we've been made, particularly us who have to travel from the other side of the world, to feel incredibly at home. We're very aware that we are in something, hopefully of significance in something rather large, but everything that that could be offered to us to make us feel welcome, and our families, has been offered. And so it's a mixture of that scale and that kind of personal touch, which is extraordinary. I think we painters will be there for
it's a massive jigsaw of talent, you know. It's this huge jigsaw of talent and craft and skill, and we are all very privileged to be part of that jigsaw, which has been put together by our work.
Question for Martin. I'm Ivan Dave from Empire Magazine. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
Obviously, playing Bilbo, you're following in the incredibly talented big shoes of Ian Holm. Have you been studying Lord of the Rings, kind of massive performance, or are you thinking you've been bringing something else to the book?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've been looking at what he was doing and having to, you know, there's a certain level of course coverage I have to match what he's doing and then forget it as well, you know. So I've not been sort of tying myself in knots about it, but I've tried to be sensible and just literally look at what he's doing, what his voice is doing, his movement's doing. And I genuinely, you know, without being, well, one way or the other, either big-headed or falsely modest, I think I'm quite a good match for him. You know, I mean, I've seen worse matches, and I think I could do a young Ian Holm. So I'm looking forward to it, but bearing in mind I can't be playing Ian Holm, does it mean?
Yeah.
But of course I'm going to have to have that echo and the nod to what he did. Yeah, I mean, and that's we'll find out. We'll find out. Yeah.
Holly, this is specifically for you. I know you've done a lot of things, movies, but generally you're covered in latex and fully disguised, and you know, when you say, I know that guy, it's Jeff Rogley, but you know, there's no way.
Yes, it is.
That was magic. Is it kind of exciting to be visible in this movie?
It's more exciting than I could possibly say. It's fantastic, and I do feel incredibly privileged to be given the opportunity to be me in the film. And hopefully play all the way through without getting killed. It's horrible. Can't guarantee it. I live in hope and hope for it's fantastic to be able to be more of myself.
We still got the latex on at the weekend.
You know, it's just an initiative for the latex on here right now.
Heather from TV One News, Martin, there have been some delays, obviously, in the film. Mm. There's some talk about Curse of the Hobbit. Are you worried about that at all?
No, I'm not. I know what you mean, and I know what people mean, because it is sort of almost laughably... there are some bits of bad luck to do with it, I guess, that are almost kind of comical, I suppose. But no, we're all, you know, very optimistic about it. We're all ready to go just as soon as 2015 rolls around. We will be there and ready.
Also, we're not sitting around doing nothing. I mean, if anything, it gave us, I suppose, some more, you know, I imagine.
Gives you more to get shape really.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're very
happy about it. Very actually, it gives us a lot of time to keep developing our characters, and we're working very, 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 very hard.
Well, the other thing there is a massive crew here. I mean, over 1,000 people that are all working hard. These are minor delays when you've got a team of incredibly talented people like the guys at Weta, which are creating these wonderful things for us to do. And it just gives them that bit more time so that we can actually have the best possible things that we can have. It's not really a delay so much, it's just extra prep time.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any dwarf bonding
moments
or training
at
You can't possibly.
We've got enough bots.
What happens to
dwarf bonders most?
Some people would find it creepy. That
we might be a little turned on.
Yeah, take that. Yeah. See, it's happening.
But we're also, we are working as a unit every day, and that can only, either consciously or as important, probably subconsciously, imbue us with a sense of kind of together.
Yes, you know, we're a big family. Mm-hmm.
And how
prepared
are you guys for Ravens and Hobbits?
Wow. Rings and Hobbit.
We're in a very privileged position where a minute of your day, a minute of your time, can make someone's whole day. And to be in a position.
Sorry.
To be in that position is a privilege for all of us.
I think this, you know, obviously this franchise has particularly, you know, keen fans. And I suppose this, for me personally, it's the sort of thing that is theoretical until it happens, you know.
Yeah.
Because whatever kind of level of recognition one is at the moment, you know, people always say, well, you just wait till Robert comes out. It's like, yeah, I mean, because, and that's, you know, you can't really imagine what it's going to be until it happens. And I think it's sort of, it would probably be unhelpful to do so too much.
We're all focused on work, really, at this stage. We just want to get out there and get it done and get the work done. And we feel that we have got a lot to live up to, and we're all completely and utterly determined to live up to it.
I think if you did think about that, you wouldn't do it about it, would you? No. So it's tangible, but also, you know, there are plenty of things we're thinking about within all of that.
Martin, can we just hear a little bit about the casting process? I understand you get some information
from you for finishing some other commitments. Yeah, well, I put myself on tape for it early last year, and I'd always had very generous feedback from the team that they would like me to do it, ultimately, which was a very nice vote of confidence and kind of certainly relaxed me a bit. I thought I was going to not be able to do it because of my commitments in Britain, and then then it was made that I could do it. So, it's genuinely flattering. And it means that I get to do, you know, two things that I really love this year.
I have to tell you, the thing he's talking about, Sherlock, which hasn't got here yet, is an enormous success and is magnificent. So it's worked out very well. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
Martin's
excellent. Thank you. Ian Holm is very good.
Aidan, when you say to people from overseas that you're from New Zealand, they always mention Lord of the Rings. I mean, obviously that's sort of what people think of New Zealand now. Has New Zealand been what you imagined it would be since you've been here?
Since I've been here. Where was that question directed at me? I missed the start of it.
I know what he was thinking, and I will answer four questions.
Okay, I see where you're going now. Yeah. It sort of is. I mean, from watching the movies, and they're all made a good point that the kind of the geography of this country is that how it is. But it's, we played Lord of the Rings quite sort of close in a lot of ways. It sort of is. It's got the same. I guess it's closer to home than somewhere like Los Angeles might be. Robert's there, and it's still got that sort of British kookiness that I'm kind of used to from going from Ireland and living a bit in the UK and stuff. So it does feel like home. We've all settled in quite easily, and the weather's so fantastic, and it's freezing cold back home. And this is the closest thing to summer camp I think I ever going to get. So I'm loving it.
Wait for June.
Oh, bring it on.
How long have you been out here?
4 weeks.
Five. And how long are you going to be out here?
As long as it takes.
15 years.
Erica's from our
film,
The One Ring
website. Yeah, it's a big group of dwarves. How does your script make you a little bit individual so you can stand out? Or is it ensemble all the way?
Well, it's ensemble, but they all have their own, you know, agendas and personalities. I mean, we've got very skillful writers who've got a pretty good track record so far in creating characters and lifting the characters from the book.
a lot will be down to us, but a lot is clearly in the script, and it's collaborative. And
there's 13 very distinct and different personalities, and we are an ensemble.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's what I meant to say.
And we all look very different.
I've got a question that my wife actually asked me to put to you. Are you all mentally? I'm Columbo, by the way. Are you mentally prepared for the overnight heartthrob status you're all going to achieve as part of this production? And what kind of groupies do you hope to attract as dwarves and hobbits?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, bearing in mind that we probably aren't going to look too much like Adonises. So
speak yourself.
I don't think we should probably get ahead of ourselves. We should wait and see that the critical success of this film is more successful than the.
Yes, we have to be good first.
Yeah.
We have to be good in this.
I've got a question for James. A particularly rabid fan believes that she saw you at the NZI Sevens dressed as a duck. Is that true?
It's actually a chicken.
It's a chicken? Okay. What kind of introduction to Wellington and New Zealand was that for you?
Which sounds?
Yeah.
I was really thinking. Typical Friday night for me, Brian. Friday it's chicken. I feel like chicken tonight. No, it was, well, I made an effort actually. And,
you did.
But I turned up, I sort of went on a corporate ticket and I arrived. Very, very generous people from the travel company have been throwing out all our travel, but I was the only one in the box dressed up. And you could just see them talking to me and thinking he's dressed as a chicken. But I'm
why a chicken?
But why? Because I don't know, I felt right. No, but it was a great time and people were very friendly and it was quite a social occasion.
And he hasn't been ripped out of the work at all.
No.
I think a highlight was getting his soft feet searched by security. That was a highlight.
Yeah. But no, it was a great day, and in Damien O'Donnell you have a future star. He's something else.
He is.
Definitely.
So what have you thought of Wellington so far?
Well, I've got my family here, and so it was a big move for them, you know, and I think a difficult move. Kids at a certain age didn't necessarily want to be dragged to the other side of the world, as they saw it, but they're settling brilliantly. We've been made to feel very welcome. They're loving the schools. You know, you can very easily understand why people move there. It's an enormous. I'm not sort of saying it in a sickly way nor a full way. I mean, just very truthfully, it's an enormous privilege to be here. It's not a bad way to earn a living. It's great.
Do we have any other comments on that?
They don't like it.
Right.
He actually commutes.
Yeah, I haven't given up my house in Potter's Bar yet. No, it is genuinely lovely, and people are, as has been said before, people are bending over backwards to look after us, and they're really, really appreciative of the fact that those of us who have left family behind and are starting new families here.
As somebody who's lived a very nomadic lifestyle for the last few years, not really having a base in the country, I feel entirely at home.
See ya.
What
about the rest of New Zealand? Are there particular places
that you want to visit? Yeah. I want to go to Four Nights Island,
because
there's a great diving there.
I'm quite like the ski, but I think I'll be
allowed. Most of them are quite heavy, aren't they?
Also, we can rely on our Kiwi pals here to kind of tell us where to go. The great thing about being here so long is that we will hopefully have time to do that. And
yes.
I think clearly we'll avail ourselves of the opportunity. Mm. And, you know, it's a great, it's just fantastic.
I'd like to thank you both.
to open a question to the Kiwi cast. How has the experience so far been for you guys to be in a group of international company?
Pretty amazing. Yeah. I think it's extraordinary when you've got people like Ken Stock, Jim Nesbitt, and Martin Freeman, and of course all the English and the Scottish when you've been a fan of, from a theatre perspective, someone like Ken Stock, who is a very, very accomplished stage actor, and to have to meet Ken and talk about, you know, things that you share is an extraordinary experience. And seeing a movie with him and the other gentleman is an extraordinary experience. And we're just, I'm speaking for myself, but it's, it seems like we have something in common that is such a wonderful thing to share.
Yeah, we're all dwarfs.
No, we don't see that.
One of the things which I think is exceptional is the fact that the director, Sir Peter, has gathered together not just a cast, but also a crew of people who are totally as one, totally dedicated, and as yet, having met dozens, hundreds of people on this job, I've yet to come across one tosser. Apart from Mark Hadlow.
I think it's him, John.
It's quite charming. It does go both ways for us visitors to work with these guys, you know, who, I mean, this band is like six different people, Lords of the Rings, you know? Yeah, these guys are fantastically talented local Kiwi actors, and it's a privilege for us to be working with the best that they have here as well.
Yeah, it was quite daunting, I guess, you know, working with such esteemed companies, but like after a while you just get to know they're just really good blokes, you know, and you know, I had my parents come up last week and they were just amazed at the, you know, just a really good close bunch of people, and yeah, everyone's getting on really well.
Yeah, well this is it. We've been working together for 4 weeks and it didn't take long before it just felt like we were a bunch of mates really, as we've faced a whole lot of challenges already in the sort of training we've been doing, preparing for the dwarf roles, physical training at the gym, stunt fighting, horse riding, dialect work, a whole range of things where we're being helped to be the best we possibly can. And it's hard work and there's some really tough times, but we're sharing it together with this kind of gang, very staunch gang of people, and I think we've bonded really, really quickly.
Yeah.
I'm just so looking forward to going through the whole adventure with these guys.
The thing is that everybody's got a strong personality on this, and everybody's a strong actor, and so in some ways it's just ironed out that we're equal, and we're really enjoying that process together.
And to have at the centre of that Peter and Fran and Philip and Zane, of course, who's working on the board, he's a producer, to have them, you couldn't get more protective of the story of Tolkien's writing of the characters. They are the most protective people you could have for that, and to have them sort of at the centre of it and delivering their interpretation of it is fabulous, because they care for this more than anyone does, you know.
Has the actors' equity held up causing attention out in Rome? Because I think
we've just decided to, it's 2011 and we're just here to do the work, and so we don't have to do that.
That was last year's news.
Yep. With such a huge cast and having to remember so many dwarfs, obviously there's several of you are very familiar to New Zealanders, but there's a few real new faces here, including right at the end there. So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sorry?
Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Let me start.
Yeah, how did you get the part?
Sorry?
How did you get the part?
I've
been wondering that.
Yeah.
I auditioned back in London and kind of got a phone call about 4 weeks after my audition saying that I was offered the part, and Peter and
Brown, Philip, and so I was just over the moon, so really excited about it.
And he steals the film.
Arvin was one half of a very cool, chic, small theatre company back in the UK, which has travelled all around the place and is well known for his versatility and his comedy. And also, he's extremely cheap.
Yeah, because I can remind you, I'd be aware, like, Orlando Bloom was really cheap when he got cast in Rings. So, I mean, is it crossing your mind already of the ramifications of being in this two-part film? I mean, it could change your life.
Oh, it absolutely has changed my life. It's an adventure. I'm just taking it day by day and working with amazing people and coming up here. It's just mind-blowing, but so exciting.
Richard, we haven't heard from you yet. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role?
Yeah, I'm playing Thorin, who is the leader of the dwarves for this particular group of dwarves on this particular quest.
And can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Me as a person?
Yeah.
You as a little bit more specific.
Okay.
40 years to talk about.
Where should we start? Why do you think you're suited to this role?
Why do I think I'm
suited to this role?
Suited. That's a good question, actually. That might be one for Peter.
Or why do you want to play this role?
I just think it's a really amazing opportunity to take a character from a book that I was brought to as a child, and that I mean, my first experience on stage was in a production of The Hobbit at the Alex Theatre in Birmingham.
Really?
And I played an elf. And Gollum was a paper mache puppet with a man off stage on a microphone. So it's, so it's kind of in my kind of childhood very prominent to come to it as an adult, you know, a middle aged man, and kind of have another look at it is a brilliant opportunity.
Thanks.
Richard, you mentioned there about paper mache problems. I mean, are you looking forward to acting against green screens and...
Yeah, I was in the MoCap studio yesterday, actually, which is a first for me. And it really... I've never quite understood the technology behind it, but it really does appear that it's like being in Avatar movie, and quite looking forward to that. But also, I think with this film in particular, there's enough creative genius in terms of the art department and the technological department, but at the same time, I do think we're going to get out there, you know, in nature and really experience this, possibly more so than a purely technical film, which is really exciting. It's a good marriage of both. I mean.
And you're all going to be, all the dwarves, I assume, you're all going to be covered in prosthetics. I mean, are you looking forward to that?
We don't know yet. It's still up for grabs. Hence a little bit of experimentation.
Yeah, we don't normally look like
it. Martin, it's very exciting for us to have you all here, but we forget, I think, how very famous Peter is overseas.
Yes.
Can you actually meet Peter?
Yes.
Is it quite an experience?
I sort of keep saying that he's as normal as is humanly possible for someone who is richer than Croesus. Yeah. With as much money and Oscars as he's got, he is phenomenally, genuinely normal. And it's not an act, it's not a put on, it's not, you know, because some people are studied normal and some people are kind of hip normal, you know, for me being normal, I'm drinking tea. Peter is really,
he's a bloke.
He's an artist.
Yeah, sorry, not Sir Peter.
Christ.
One thing.
Yeah, he's such a monarchist. And I think all of us are finding, because I don't know him very well, but some of the Kiwi guys know him better than we do. But every time I've met him a few times over the years, he's just seems to be a practitioner as opposed to a star. And you know, because he's one of the few star directors on the planet. But he's still the same, he's still the same recognisable being he was probably when he was 12. He's still an enthusiast, he still just wants to lose himself in the game. And that's ideal for us, you know, because the last thing you want is... Well, you know, as John said, there's no tossers. And you certainly don't want one at the top.
Yeah.
And we all just, you know, the triumvirate of Peter, Fran and Philippa
Yeah. I've very, very rarely met people who are that concerned with your welfare. And of course, nothing is purely selfless in the world. It's in their interest that we're happy, but taking that into account, they're very, very concerned about our welfare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we happy? Have we found somewhere to live? You know, all that. They're genuinely one of the nicest teams you could work for. It's kind of hard to say that without sounding like I'm trotting out a party line, but...
But you've already got the part. So
yeah, actually...
You can tell the truth.
Well, and also, I think what helps is they're brilliant. They're great talkers. They're very articulate in expressing what they want from this project, but they're also, I think, as importantly, fantastic listeners. Mm-hmm. And they are very interested in what we have to say about, you know.
Martin, would you consider this the role of a lifetime?
I don't know. I certainly... I mean, yes, obviously, yes. But I'm trying not to be... I've always tried not to be overwhelmed by science. I don't think it's helpful, and I don't think it's accurate, and I don't think it's just not truthful. I don't think just because something's big, that means it's better. You know, I've never thought that.
Mm.
There's no denying, however, I'm in the hobbit. So, of course, it's a huge opportunity and one I am genuinely really, you know, it's not often that I feel actually grateful to the people employing me and, you know, the things that have been moved around and the fact that I've, you know, been able to do second series of Sherlock and this is no mean feat really on their part, and it's the biggest vote of confidence possible. So yeah, I'm extremely chuffed about it, you know. I hope there'll be other roles, but for the time being this will suffice.
Richard, so just one thing in terms of the dynamics of it. Martin, are you kind of being kept apart from the 13?
Yes.
Just in terms of the rehearsals?
We've requested
that. I get it's an assumption on how actors work, but are they all bonding, but you can't bond
as
much?
We've never met him before.
This is the first time.
Yeah.
It's gone all the way down to look me in the eye. Yeah, they're doing more dwarfy things together, I suppose. And some of the things all of us are doing, and some things just the dwarves are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're often told to keep a good 12-foot distance from, from Mr. Baggins.
Yeah,
as I
call
myself.
Not 3'7".
But no, I mean, there is a bit of that in work, but I think we can say genuinely that in social terms, we're all...
Yeah,
Mike and him were all sort of crisscrossing and going out for meals and doing stuff together all the time.
And also, as the film, as this all develops, we'll be spending, I assume, more and more time together. But so much of our journey is with you.
Totally, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you working with small body doubles? Have you started that process?
We've certainly met a number of smaller people who are going to be our doubles, and also some stunt workers as well, and done some work with them. But we've not worked with the scale doubles to any large degree as yet.
We will be.
You will be.
They're a great bunch of people.
Yeah.
And they're doing their own vigorous training regime alongside us.
Is it reassuring to know that there's a smaller version of you ready to jump in at a moment's notice? And
yeah, I'm just
do all sorts of
a woman playing
everyone
okay, one last question.
Do you guys think you'll get sick of playing dwarves day in, day out?
You would think so. But, so I was
you're not worried about that?
You would sort of think so. In my mind's eye, the notion of this would have been sort of a nightmare, actually, but it's fantastic. Being afforded this time is great, and you know, we're getting up in the morning, we're all coming in, and we're smiling our faces, and we're eating with a smile on our faces. So far, things so good, and it's sort of just naturally happening. Probably instinctively rather than consciously. I think so far, we feel like, you know, we're not at the... you know, we're not even at the iceberg yet, but we can see the tip of it, and I think we're heading towards it.
We know it's going to be hard work. It's a journey. In fact, the journey that we're taking is like the journey in the film, because it's an adventure.
with an end. And this adventure for all of us is echoes that.
As hard as it gets, and it is going to get hard, we've already discussed this, is you wake up every morning, and what gets you out of bed, no matter how exhausted you are, no matter how hard you worked the previous day, is, this film, The Hobbit, this is the progenitor to all modern fantasy. This is, we're here, and what a privilege it is to be here and do what we are doing.
It's difficult to take in the scale of something like this as well, in terms of time. Because it's such a long period of time. I've never done a single job as an actor at this length. That's why I think it's helpful just to take it day by day, rather than be overwhelmed by the scale of everything. The time, the amount of crew, the work, all of those things, and keeping it as intimate as possible.
Yeah.